I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Another round of peace talks between Afghanistan and Pakistan failed last week. Tensions have run high since October, with disputes centering over cross-border terrorist activity. New clashes in southern Afghanistan on Friday killed five people. Yet Greg Kelly from Unknown Nations says the gospel is crossing borders too, through their team's outreach to the Afghan diaspora.
We even heard a story recently of three Afghan families who are refugees in Nairobi, Kenya, receiving Christ, being water baptized, and they will become incredible ambassadors and advocates for the gospel and will ultimately have an impact inside the country of Afghanistan.
Pray in line with the Great Commission for more gospel workers to rise in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. And Zimbabwe, like many places in the world today, is hungry for hope. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says Satan offers false hope through Zimbabwe's popular religion. Thousands fall prey to this deception. WMP partners with Every Home for Christ to introduce gospel truth. World Missionary Press scripture booklets make God's Word accessible in every language. Plus, they help believers offer hope to neighbors in need. With your support, WMP can send gospel hope to the darkest corners of Zimbabwe and beyond. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
One pastor recalls a time when his community was overshadowed by fear and spiritual oppression. The EAC team was able to come in and work with him, and then he said, "We have seen what happens when people take the gospel seriously. Our community is no longer the same."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming, and together the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.